Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country. The kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
What's up, Phase Zero? Welcome back to the channel. BD here, and this is a week of celebration. I think this might go a month, this might go all year, it might go 2 years, just about, until Deadpool 3 hits, because Hugh Jackman is back with Ryan Reynolds. He's going to be Wolverine. Ryan's going to be Deadpool in Deadpool 3, 9/6/24. Can't get here soon enough. And to celebrate, to continue the hype train and share with us his reactions, how this has gone for him, is Deadpool creator himself, Rob Liefeld. Rob, what's going on, man?
Mr. Brandon, how are you, buddy? Good to see you.
Dude, I'm good. This is like, honestly, the most exciting Marvel news. Look at that. The most exciting Marvel news in a hot minute.
Deadpool popped out of a cake for this. Okay? He popped out of a cake. All right? You know?
That's amazing.
I mean, he's so excited. He popped out of a cake. Come on. I got, if you reach on either side, I have every tchotchke known to man. You want Deadpool on a scooter? There's Deadpool on a scooter. Okay? All right. Brandon, this is the biggest news. Like, I knew that it would strike fandom hard, but it exceeded. It's like an earthquake and a tsunami, you know, like it's so fun to watch, you know, especially I'm going to tell you right now, after San Diego Comic-Con and no mention at the Marvel. And I would be like, no, people, you know, believe you. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. And then D23, Brandon, I walked out of that, which I enjoyed the entire presentation, but I mostly was enjoying some of the non-Marvel stuff because I knew that the Marvel stuff that they brought was not the stuff that everybody had been beating their chest wanting. So I'm on the floor of D23, and I mean, people are – I thought they're going to, like, fall – down over abject disappointment. Liefeld, because I did a signing afterwards. I did a 2-hour signing on the floor, and people are like, why is there no Deadpool news? And I'm like, hang in there, stay the course, it's coming. And I'm like, I wish I could share this with you, but you know, I'm just so happy. The thing is, they're so happy. You can see when, and now in the connected world that we live in, you feel it. You just go on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, people are just thrilled, and it's just so nice. I mean, people are just it's been 24 hours of nonstop just elation. So I'm just excited because the fans seem to have, like, they're sitting up straight now, you know.
I mean, hundreds of thousands of tweets about this, millions of views on the video Ryan posted. When I watched that video, I was watching it and I was like, is this like an aviation gin ad? Is he playing me?
He worked in the aviation. Oh, you got it.
I respect it. I would too. Why not? But I was sitting there like, is this going to be like a trick? It might be. And then all of a sudden at the end, like, Hugh walked by and I was like, this is legit. So that's how I found out. I saw it there for the first time, lost my mind. And I was like, and I actually did go to Twitter, see if it was real. And it was. But I want to hear from you. When, like, did you know back at D23? When did you first find out? What did you think when you first heard it? Like, what was, you know, as a creator?
So okay, listen. I had a meeting with Disney, and we were that they were picking my brain about what I wanted. And Brandon, I'm so happy that I have that email because I followed it up saying I'm going to put this in writing, and I said, look, what everybody wants is Hugh, Wolverine, Ryan, Deadpool. That's it. I said, it's in the email. I have to own it. I said, this could be as big as Endgame. Okay. I just went there because why not? Why not just go big, right? But in that, it's like, this is the inevitable. like this is what everybody wants to see. From the 2009 pairing of the two of them, where they only got a few really good scenes together, but you knew. I mean, Hugh Jackman was a producer on Wolverine Origins. He is part of the reason Ryan got hired, okay? He doesn't get hired unless Hugh approved him. So that starts that journey. Then Ryan course corrects, you know, but then Hugh retires, okay? And I remember in 2020, I got a text from Ryan saying, Rob, Hugh is absolutely hanging up the claws. He has said all he's going to say, and he's moving on. But I'm like, no way. Like, he's too young. Everybody comes back. Everybody comes back. And so, and I think also, look, these performers, maybe they need some time away. But the bottom line is, the day after the Disney meeting, I had an industry friend, Brian, this is how crazy it is, an industry friend who has never been wrong and is, I'm going to say, quite powerful in the entertainment business. He will go I cannot reveal the source, but he calls me and he says, dude, Hugh has signed on. Wolverine is back. They are doing it. Wolverine is back. He said, don't doubt me. Don't you dare doubt me. I have it locked. He says, the deal is done. It's done. They're doing it. And I'm like, oh, crap, because I'm like, this is it. But then I knew when they wanted to film and kind of where the production was aiming, and all that information seems to be right on target. But nobody knew about when they were going to announce it. Right. You know, I mean, I since Ryan merged with Disney, we get a fall announcement when he was going to do it. And the Bob's Burger sisters were writing it. I think that was the end of November, early December. I believe we would not close out the year without knowing. But, you know, like I put up a tweet today, dude, I told everybody 2 weeks ago, I said in my tweet, it's going to be a monster because people were so depressed, Brandon, after D23. And trust me, don't think for a minute Kevin Feige didn't want to share it, right? I mean, just things take, they have to be coordinated. But I felt like, you know, look, I have obviously gotten to know Deadpool fans over the 31 years he's existed, right? Every convention, every store appearance. And I mean, look at my shelf. Good God almighty. Look at that shelf, all that delicious Deadpool. I mean, it's too far away. But I mean, just like I said, I mean, look at all that. I got Deadpool everywhere in my house. It's ridiculous. But if you had the same sort of success with characters, you'd have them too. I mean, look right here in arm's reach. This is the best. I wish this was life size with his.
Oh, his, wow. Who's
his ribeye steak the sliced off. Is this the best? Oh my gosh. So look, Deadpool lives with me, but, of course. So I figured that it would be coming out before the end of the year. And 2 weeks ago I said, you know, it's going to be huge. It's going to be a monster. I said, it's probably going to be 6 years out, which matches. Again, timestamps cannot be defeated. And I said, you know, what did I say about the weasel? People forgot. They have forgotten that a Wolverine is a weasel. They did not look deep into my tweets. But Brandon, it's timestamped. It's there. So I'm just excited that now everyone's excited. And it's a big deal. I mean, Hugh Jackman is freaking beloved. I mean, that dude is so beloved. And now you're going to finally get the two of them in peak form, right?
Okay, so let me go with that. Because Ryan and Hugh are obviously, like, the two of them together, they're fun as hell to watch. Like, they've been on, you know, anytime we've seen them interact publicly, if they tweet something together, if Hugh so much as stares at his cell phone in a funny picture in a tweet, we're all like, what did Ryan Reynolds say to him? So the two of them together are great. Wolverine and Deadpool are a whole different animal that lives within those two actors. But right. Wolverine and Deadpool is an awesome combo for entertainment and brutality. What do you want to see from these two, the characters?
Gee, it doesn't matter what I want to see. I feel like we already know that Ryan's going to have a couple curveballs and Hugh's going to have a couple curveballs. I mean, these are very – and then Sean Levy's going to have a couple curveballs. But the way I'm looking at it is – and this is way too old for your audience. This is way too old. So I'm going to try and – okay. So, Bing Crosby, Bob Hope, Road Pictures, I feel like that's what we're getting. I feel like you're getting a Bing Crosby, Bob Hope, you know, road picture, but then maybe it's more like Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Cause I mean, Butch was more serious and the Sundance Kid was more serious and Butch was more kind of lippy and a conniver. And then maybe it's more like Lethal Weapon and it's Danny Glover and it's Mel Gibson, but somewhere within those models I just gave you, Bing and Bob, you know, Butch and Sundance, Newman Redford. I mean, Hugh and Ryan are, it's going to be a monster. It's, I mean, wouldn't we just watch them drive across America? Wouldn't we just watch them walk through a mall? I mean, but no. I mean, clearly, and you know, there's going to be a great, they both have a healing factor. I can even see, so you want me to predict, I can see a healing factor one-off. I can see a healing factor one-off where the two of them just decapitate each other and regrow limbs, right? I mean, or at the very least, Wolverine slices, you know, generous pieces of Deadpool off. But I mean, you saw what they did today when they reenacted the, he's putting the katanas in him and Wolverine, I mean, they're giving us the memes. Those guys, you don't think, you know, I was like, how many times they rehearse that? They get that in one take, two takes, three. I mean,
is it just improv between them? You don't even know. Like, yeah, they could just be going.
Yeah. I mean, look, yeah, Here's the deal. So true story. I had been formulating, because I didn't know if this was going to happen. I had, I have other projects that I'm producing and setting up around town. I decided to approach Ryan with a non Deadpool Wolverine concept, with Hugh and Ryan, because I believe the audience wants to see it so bad. Right. And he was like, hey, Rob, like within lickety split, I had my pitch. I sent it to him. He answered with, he almost is doing an identical, I'm not telling you the genre, but you just go, okay, so my thing's not going to fly, but it's like Hugh and his did not have Hugh, but I'm like, people want to see them together. They want to see them. And now you're going to get it. You're going to get it again in the right way. I mean, look at that. Isn't there a credit sequence in Deadpool 2?
Yeah.
Where he waves to,
he says, you're going to hang up the claws, yeah, and your old pal Wade is going to ask you to put him on to get back in the saddle. Say yes. Yeah. And that's exactly what happened. Well, so, I think it would be unreal. Like, I mean, the multiverse stuff is already kind of, it's wearing me out a little bit sometimes, but sometimes it makes things pretty exciting. I think a version of, you know, Deadpool kills the Marvel Universe leading, because that's leading straight into Kang Dynasty, Secret Wars. I'm getting real geeky here and like, you know.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening. I will strongly disagree with you that that's happening, but please dream on. You're part of the problem, Brandon. You're part of the problem. I swear to you, enough is never enough. It can't just be Wolverine and Deadpool having fun. We've got to just... be
okay,
thankful.
So that, all right, I'm going to prove.
Just say thank you. Just remember that 24 hours before this, your life sucked. Your life, my life, it sucked, okay? And now you've got Hugh and Deadpool together. Hugh and Ryan are going to combine. I've already read people, well, what about this?
What about Cable? Where's Josh? I know you talk to Josh Brolin every day.
Josh and Zazie, look, you know what? Have you thought about the fact that this is a Fox movie produced by Marvel? I mean, these are both guys who made their bones with the audience over at 20th Century Fox. Okay. So this is like, I mean, this has some serious 20th Century Fox DNA in it. Okay. So it's just interesting that is the entry point, but I know everybody wants to jam the two of them together are enough for 3 hours.
You're okay, saying you don't want Superman and Batman in there too?
is that what? Oh, hey, well, I bet you, I'm sure Dwayne Johnson's trying to figure out how he can get into it right now. Baby. Hey, man, I can reshape the Marvel Universe the way I'm reshaping DC. No, the
hierarchy of power is about to change.
Yeah, no, the hierarchy of power is with Ryan and Hugh, period. Yeah. That's it, okay?
No.
Look, here's the deal. What happened yesterday, Brandon, let's I'm going to reach in and try and hold your hand. What happened yesterday, okay, is we got something we really wanted for the first time in years. Okay? God bless Marvel, because what they're doing in the space of the Disney Plus and the movies is because I am quite a bit older than you, young man. I was pulling comics off the spinner rack right here. These are the comics from the spinner rack. People go, why aren't they bagged and boarded? And I'm like, bags and boards didn't exist in 1975, okay? Like, you went into the liquor store, and this is how you got them. And it was in the 70s and the 80s, and my peer group tried to do it again. But Werewolf by Night, Moon Knight, Shang-Chi, Iron Fist, Black Widow, they are a product of the swinging 70s, the Bronze Age. And so, you know, Carol Danvers, she appeared in like 1969, 1970. I mean, it was such a rich time. Marvel was experimenting and launching. And little Rob Liefeld was like, I will buy Master of Kung Fu. I will buy Iron Fist. I bought every Marvel title. Anything with Marvel, I was buying Werewolf by Night. I couldn't believe how great Moon Knight was. I bought Marvel Spotlight with Moon Knight. I mean, and right now it's like my age group, have watched uh-huh. The Eternals, whether you liked it or not, it's from that age. It all has come to life in you know, live action. Man-Thing's coming. Holy crap. I knew that Man-Thing was in Werewolf by Night because of your website, because of your comicbook.com made sure we knew it first. I'm like, wow, there's Man-Thing. Okay. So here's the deal. Marvel was experimenting in the 70s, trying to expand their readership, expand their audience. Mm-hmm. And so I think Phase 4 deserves a ton of acclaim for taking big swings. They have taken big, enormous swings. But occasionally, like Spider-Man No Way Home, you just want the chocolate and the peanut butter, okay? You don't want to taste some refined, you know, menu. You just want to go back to the two great tastes that taste great together. And that is Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman. We're getting it. Like, you know, and this will enable Marvel to continue to experiment. But good God Almighty, we got a blessing yesterday. The heavens opened up. Ryan is in. I mean, they put a date on it, Brian. That's where they were like, oh, yeah, boom, boom. We're coming on 6?
9/6/24.
I mean,
less than 2 years already. Less than two years. Yeah, so that means, listen, I'm not that I look at these things when they're online, but there could be pictures of Hugh Jackman as Wolverine, you know, caught out in the wild as soon as a few months from now. That's crazy. That's and also, I want to say the way they announced that this, the fact that I remember Deadpool 2 did this as well. They made announcements and shared first looks and news their way. They gave those first looks at Cable and Domino before they filmed anything outside. Like Spider-Man No Way Home got scooped. We didn't get the Toby Andrew news. We got to go see the movie and everybody was like 99.9% sure they're going to be there. And there was no single moment where we were all like, they're back. This is Ryan and Hugh did this right. Marvel Studios, however, the powers that be involved in this announcement, this was one of the coolest moments in our fandom in a hot minute. And I was happy about it. And to that, I think it might lead to one of the coolest moment. Could lead to the biggest moment of 2024, because if you look at 2024, there are movies like Joker 2 and Avatar 3, Fantastic Four, but I really think there's a shot Deadpool 3 is the biggest box office movie of that year. In 2 years from now, it starts in a year and 3 months.
I'll take that bet. It will be. I had my bone blew up yesterday. Biggest movie of all. Biggest. It's going to challenge. Buddy, the opening weekend alone may blow every rake. People, okay. Let's I'm going to settle down and just tell you, these are two beautiful men. I don't care if they're in their 40s and 50s. They are women love these two guys. Women alone. The men could stay home that weekend and it's still going to make a giant record. Then you bring Deadpool and Wolverine fans, you know, the intended audience. I mean, there is no wife, girlfriend, fiance, date that isn't going to this movie. To see these two enormous superstars, okay? This movie is going to break. And look, Ryan produced Deadpool number one. People forgot that. Ryan produced Deadpool number two. He is, and this is the thing that you have to understand. Ryan Reynolds was very successful. Obviously had made serious bones as an actor prior to Deadpool. since Deadpool. Dude's a billionaire, okay? How do you motivate a billionaire? He better have something he wants to do and have fun doing it, right? Ryan's, if you follow his career, and I'm not speaking for him, I'm speaking as a Ryan fanatic. Guy buys a gin company, sells it for $400 million. Guys, he has a Mint Mobile. Do you have a phone company? I don't. He does. Also owns a sports, you know, club in England. I mean, overseas. I mean, the guy has expanded his portfolio, has $1 billion of worth, has a beautiful wife and family. What is going to motivate him to give up his life to go make more? He doesn't need to ever make another movie again. We need to understand. He does not need to do anything ever again. He can just be Ryan Reynolds. Hugh Jackman, also ridiculously successful. You don't think that guy does not need to make another piece of cinema? They are uniting because they want to do it. They're going to have fun. They're bringing their buddy Sean Levy, who's, you know, real steel, has already made a movie with Hugh. Obviously, what has he made? 20 movies with Ryan? Maybe it's only two, but it feels like 20.
Free Guy and Adam Project were both so good.
Yeah. I just go, you have to realize these people don't need to, they don't need to bring this to you. There's no amount of, like, I'm just saying it had to be fun for them and it had to be something that they want. I think, honestly, if you ask me, I think Ryan and Hugh just want to give the fans an amazing experience. And that was the only reason Hugh came back. I think because he's like, you know what? Am I really going to turn down working with my buddy Ryan again? I don't know how much longer that opportunity would be there. So I just these are all the reasons I realize. Trust me, I texted Hugh and said, thank you, sir. Like, I know how much you deliberated over this. I know that it was not an easy, you know, he said he was done. I stood next to him. In 2019, in July 2019, he said, bro, I'm done hanging him up. I hung him up, but I love what Ryan's doing with Deadpool. And I'm like, can't you just come back? Can't you just be Wolverine one more? Mate, I've hung him up. I've hung up the clothes. And I'm like, crap. And then, like I said, Ryan reaffirmed in 2020, Rob, the news is true. Hugh has hung up the claws. Boom! So this is Brandon. Each experience, I feel like I could die. I've had the best life. Now I just have to stay alive till 2024.
That's what I'm saying. Like, listen, it's been a crazy couple of years. This has given me a reason, you know, to make it to 2024. I kind of really hope we're there to see it. But yeah, first of all, very good Hugh Jackman impression. I'm impressed. Second of all, I wanted, like, do you, because after Logan, I've watched Hugh do interviews with, like, Tara Hitchcock and Jake Hamilton. And, I mean, everybody. Those are some of my friends who I've watched. And everybody's going to ask him, are you going to do it again? And when he was doing Reminiscence Press Tour, he was asked. When he was at Logan, he was asked by comic book. You know, I always kind of had a feeling he might do this one again. And I have that feeling about guys like Downey and Evans, about Scarlett Johansson, about, you know, some of the people who Hugh was in X-Men movies with. I don't know if this is something you know anything about and therefore don't want to speak on it, but I'm just geeking out with you. Toby and Andrew did it. Hugh's doing it with Deadpool. People are coming back. Secret Wars is coming. My fantasy world there that a lot of people have is like getting all of these people in one movie. Like, and that's the only chance you're going to do it. Other than, like, there's nowhere else to do that. Everybody's going to get older. It's going to become too overplayed if we do it a little too often. Do you think that there's a chance this is actually Hugh's last movie? Or do you think maybe this is the start of one more last?
This is what I want to tell you. Like, this is the thing. I don't live in Virginia. I don't live in Tennessee. I live in Southern California. I've lived here my whole life. I am just everyone. Almost everyone in my life is in the entertainment business. Okay. Like, so I hear and see and look at a lot of stuff and it's again, it's, you know, I have family in the business. I mean, so do I believe that there is an Avengers agenda behind every move and that everyone who comes through the door, everyone who comes through the door to talk to Feige gets a form that says, would you be interested in pursuing this further down the road with a future Avengers movie? And there's a yes, no, TBD. Okay. Do I believe that they are, that is submitted to them? Yes. Yes. They are at least requested, like, how about we take this party and, you know, maybe, what do you think about? And here's the deal, dude. I told you, I think I talked to you on one of the lines. The minute portals started opening and people were dropping out from other times, just like in comics, it's game on. It's game on. It's not game over. It's game on. And again, I just feel bad. But having nephews and sons who are obsessed with this stuff, I've seen how people aren't disciplined in their curiosity. So immediately it's like, well, what else? What else? Well, what else? And what else? And then can this happen? And then can this happen? And you go, like I said, just enjoy this. Enjoy this amazing opportunity with Hugh and with Hugh and with Ryan combining to give you this movie that I don't think anybody was certain was happening. I mean, there was a lot of uncertainty about Deadpool. It's been a little, we've been reassured. And then obviously Hugh said he was done. So my thing is, like, this is a surefire touchdown. This is like, you can't draw up a better play. This is a winning play. This is 100%. It's like I was watching the Lakers documentary the other day, and in game 7 against Portland in 2000, every Laker fan, every Portland fan remembers this. It was who was going to go to the NBA Finals. Kobe tells Shaq, I'm trying to do this with these 7-5 guys on you. Let me set you up. I will lob it to you. You will slam it through. This is that play. Ryan to Hugh. The you know, slam dunk, slam dunk, slam dunk, slam dunk. It's so exciting because, like I said, everyone's excited. My sons were texting me. They don't live here anymore. I get texts from the East Coast yesterday. I got texts from the Midwest. My nephew texted me. You know, you're getting texts. Everyone's getting this has electrified people. So, and I'm just so glad. I don't know that there could have been a bigger announcement. Here it is. And here we are. And Brandon, I feel like it is. They're going to be shooting this in 2023, right? I mean, this is being shot. There's no way it's not shot in 2023 and then prepped for. And I'm going to go so far as to say that I will wager is that date may go up. That date may move up.
Wow.
But September 6th is a weirdo date, man. But I mean, it doesn't matter. It'll make a gazillion. No, I don't like to focus on the money. I like to focus on the butts in the seats. It will put asses in the seats no matter when it opens. It could open on Christmas morning and people are be like, postpone Christmas. I have to go see this.
Yeah.
I understand that these characters are beloved. Wolverine and Deadpool are two of the most popular characters that Marvel has, period. They are in that Spider-Man echelon. I mean,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
So this is a return to top form for Marvel. Deadpool, Wolverine, Spider-Man are among their best sellers, their most action figures, most video games, most Funko Pops. I mean, they're the ones so we just got two of them in a way that we didn't think we were going to get and whatever else. But man, this is some super Fox stuff. I mean, like I said, this has Fox DNA. Like it's kind of cool. It's a little bit of a throwback.
Are you able to talk about profit?
You know what? Here's the deal. Sam Hargrave still on board. Jake Gyllenhaal still completely engaged. Jake has come on as a producer. The draft that is being completed right now is a polish of the second act. There was one sequence that was added that everyone was like, how did we never think of this? No. Prophet, I wish I could share the screenplay with everybody. It is a gigantic, it's that old adage. If it's not on the page, it's not on the screen. This Mark Guggenheim, his draft got us Sam Hargrave, got us Jake Gyllenhaal. You know, I mean, like that's how good the paper is. And I don't know if you saw that Extraction 2 footage, but I was like, I immediately emailed Sam and like, what in the world? Like, you know, I mean, I'm blown away by what he's doing with the sequel. But we always knew, like for instance, Jake was always making Roadhouse right now, always. Sam was never going to be done with Extraction 2. Even a year ago, that was an entire, like, there was an additional 13, 14 months. So we're extremely excited. in the business of movies, you just hope that your important, you know, contributors stay on board. And Brandon, as of today, September 28th, Jake is fully engaged, giving notes, taking meetings, you know, shaping the movie. And Sam is in his free time away from Extraction 2, has continued to shape it. So I am super excited. I don't want to jinx it, but it is a big deal. And I'm going to tell you right now, because I have huge, you know, Deadpool was born at the same time. Deadpool and Cable were part of my first character explosions, right? And then I carried that into Image Comics. And as you said, there was Profit, and there was so much more in the Extreme catalog. And over the years, I have been very deliberate and very careful. Look, I'm going to tell you, I turned down Netflix at the end of the day. I thought that what they came to the table with made me nervous. And in the history of my characters, if I'm nervous, I just get out of there. I'm like, I got to save this because I can throw this to my kids. And maybe in 20 years, there's a better deal to be cut for these characters with them. So in the interim, I'm going to tell you, Profit, in the next couple months, you're going to hear some more great new Extreme Studios titles that I think are going to just excite fans, because these kids who were 10 and 12, because they tell it to me, you know, now they're in their 40s, they have families, they are the breadwinners, they are ready to invest. The 90s still has not been tapped into as much. The two giant 90s properties, Deadpool and Venom, have met with overwhelming success. Okay. Like I said, Marvel Phase 4 is like listening to the Doobie Brothers, you know, and the Eagles in 1970s. Marvel Phase 4 has been like, let's bring everything out of the 70s, which, like I said, that's my youth. But, you know, that's what they keep sharing. I just feel like more 90s, those fans, they are legion. So yeah. Yes, thank you for asking about Profit. It's going great. I hope that we have a start date soon, and you know, you guys will know about it immediately.
Oh, I mean, that's an incredible team. Everybody knows Jake's amazing. Sam Hargrave from Cap Stuntman to excellent director now on these Extraction movies and coming up Profit. Can't wait to see it.
Maybe the best action director. Maybe the best action director in the business.
What he did in Extraction was incredible. I can't wait to see that second. Well, Rob, we're running out of time on this Zoom here. Thank you for joining me, dude. And congratulations to you, because I know this means the world to you. This gets you, this straps you into the roller coaster that is the next couple of years. So I hope you enjoy the ride. I know,
dude, from page to video game to plastic to statues to movies, Deadpool is a constant romp. But this has me amped more than anything I've ever. I'm so psyched. Brandon, thank you. It was so great talking to you.
Thank you, sir. And thank you to everybody at Phase Zero. If you're listening to us in podcast form, make sure you subscribe, leave a 5-star review, and subscribe to the channel. So Rob can come be a guest again sometime in the future. We can celebrate the release of Deadpool 3 when it finally gets here. See y'all soon.